A lot of people would like to have a simpler way to pay their taxes, especially if it were free. Well, the IRS is developing its own free filing system that would allow taxpayers to sidestep commercial offerings like TurboTax. The agency plans a limited test of the program next year. It is sure to face stiff opposition from the $14 billion tax preparation industry. NPR's Scott Horsley is here to explain. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Ari.
So what is the IRS's goal here?
Well, the tax collector is looking for a way to make it easier and more affordable for people to file their tax returns. Right now, the average taxpayer spends about 8 hours and $140 a year just prepping their return or having somebody else do it for them. Lots of other countries already have a free government-run filing option, and the National Taxpayer Advocate has long urged the IRS to offer one. So this is a baby step in that direction. Next year's pilot program will likely be limited in scope. Even if the program's ultimately expanded, it would be strictly optional. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel stressed, if you like your tax preparer, you can keep him.
Taxpayers will always have choices for how they file their taxes. They can use tax software. They can use a trusted tax professional. They can use a paper tax return. We'd rather they filed it electronically, sure, but they have that choice.
So he's saying filers have choices. They don't have to use the new system. Why might somebody opt out of it?
Not everybody trusts the IRS to handle their taxes. Some worry the tax collector might not help them find the biggest refund or the smallest tax bill like a commercial preparer. But an IRS survey did find nearly 3 out of 4 taxpayers are at least somewhat interested or very interested in having a free government-run filing option.
With so much interest, why has it taken so long?
Well, the commercial tax preparation industry's fought long and hard to keep the IRS from going down this road. They spent a lot of money on lobbying. 2 decades ago, companies like H&R Block and Intuit, the maker of TurboTax, even agreed to build their own free filing system in exchange for a promise from the IRS to stay out of the business. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says that free file system has been a flop.
That was supposed to make filing free for 70% of taxpayers. But today, that free file program serves just 2% of Americans. And that's because the tax prep companies sabotaged the program so they could keep raking in money.
Last year, TurboTax paid $141 million to settle a complaint that it advertised free tax filing, then steered customers into costly upgrades. Now, the company did not admit to any wrongdoing. And the tax prep companies are going to fight to defend their turf. An Intuit spokesman says the proposed IRS system is, quote, nothing more than a solution in search of a problem. And he added it will unnecessarily cost taxpayers billions of dollars.
Fact check that for us. Would it cost billions of dollars?
You know, there's lots of uncertainty around the cost. It depends in part on how big the system is, how many people use it. Is it limited to very simple returns? Can it process more complex tax situations? In its report today, the IRS estimated this would cost somewhere between $64 and $249 million a year, so a pretty big range. Some of that would be for technology, but a big piece would also be customer support that the IRS would have to build out in order to help people navigate the system.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.